The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. St. Luke, 12th chapter, verses from 35 to 40. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from the wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen. I say to you, he will gird himself, have the servants recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken in two. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to sing for you a hymn. On Jesus asking him to make him walk in his footsteps.
నడచుటటు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య, నడచుటకు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య.
1, 2, 3, 4. You can also join me. 1, 2, claps. By clapping.
నడచుటకు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య, నడచుటకు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య. నడచుటకు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య, నడచుటకు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య. రాళ్ళను ముళ్ళను నా దారిలో చూస్తున్నాను, రాళ్ళను ముళ్ళను నా దారిలో చూస్తున్నాను. చేయి పట్టి నడిపించు నాయేసయ్య, చేయి పట్టి నడిపించు నాయేసయ్య. నడచుటకు నేర్పించు నాయేసయ్య, నడచుటకు నేర్పించు నాయేసయ్య. ఆందోళన ఆవేదన నన్ను ముంచి వేయగా, ఆదరించు వారు లేక అలమాడుచున్నాను. ఆందోళన ఆవేదన నన్ను ముంచి వేయగా, ఆదరించు వారు లేక అలమాడుచున్నాను. నీవే నాకు శరణమని నిన్నే పిలుస్తున్నాను, నీవే నాకు శరణమని నిన్నే పిలుస్తున్నాను. కన్నీటిని తుడచుటకు కదలిరావా, కన్నీటిని తుడుచుటకు కదలిరావా. నడచుటకు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య, నడచుటకు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య, నడచుటకు నేర్పించునాయేసయ్య. నడచుటకు నేర్పించు నా యేసయ్య.
థ్యాంక్ యూ ఫ్రెండ్స్. లెట్ అస్ నౌ reflect for a while on today's scripture readings. The theme of today's readings is this: we can see what we will be in the future. Once again, we can see what we will be in the future. How are you going to see? We can see what will be in the future by looking closely at what we are right now. So let us reflect for a while. Once again, I read for you the today's theme of the Mass readings. We can see what we will be in the future by looking closely at what we are right now. In brief, my dear brothers, then, today's gospel invites us to ask ourselves this question: are we less honest, less understanding, less prayerful than we were a year ago or 5 years ago? If our answer is to that question is yes, then we should take steps to change this trend in our lives. First, we should admit our failure. That is what we need to do in front of the Lord. Second, we should ask God's forgiveness for it. Finally, we should begin a daily program to modify or change whatever needs modification or change in our lives. So, my dear friends, let us close with a prayer. Lord, help us see our lives as you see them, and as we ourselves will see them at the last judgment. Our loving Lord, help us see those areas in our lives that need improving or changing. My loving Jesus, help us take those steps necessary to bring our lives into accord with the life you had in mind for us when you created us. We ask this prayer through Christ our Lord. My dear friends, Mission Diocese Eluru, India, Bishop J. Rao Polimera from the Diocese of Eluru, India. Bishop Polimera visits the prison. Mission Diocese helps the school children. Mission Diocese helps the people at Mass. Bishop Polimera travels through the flooded community. My dear friends, we are a Mission Diocese. In India, most of the Catholic communities in the parishes and villages depend on public transportation, employ men make on the average about $6 per day, while women work for about $4 per day. This income is not nearly enough to support a family, which might include an average of 3 to 4 children. Advocate food, clothing, and shelter, which we all take for granted, is only a dream for them. Bad nutrition is also a concern, as is the health and well-being of the family. During the rainy season, the diocese is prone to flooding. Many missions are affected by these floods every year. These floods can often lead to disease and famine among the people, causing damage, disturbance, and inconvenience to their normal life. And also, I would like to request you to pray for our retired priests. There are about 10 priests, and they don't have social security. So Bishop, young man, with so much energy, is doing very well in the diocese. And we studied together in the major seminary. He's 1 year junior to me, but very active and doing things very well. So, my dear friends, we would humbly request you to support us and pray for the retired priest in a special way. Now, you know, I celebrated my silver jubilee. As a silver jubilarian, I need to thank God a lot for all his blessings throughout these 24 years. And please pray for me so that God may give me strength and good health to continue his work for his people all over the world, especially in my diocese. The diocese depends very much on the generous contributions of people like you. Donations to the Mission Diocese, Eluru, India can be made in care of Father Yesu Mulakaleti, St. Mary's Star of the Sea, who lives in Texas. He's our mission director appointed by my bishop. So thank you for listening. And again, I just would like to conclude with another Our Lady hymn. పరమున వెళ్ళ చిన్న రోజా పుష్పం పరలోక రాణివి అల మోక్షపు వాకిలి జపమాల రాగ్నివి. కమ్ ఆన్ క్లాప్. 1, 2, 3, 4. పరమున వెళ్ళ చిన్న రోజా పుష్పం పరలోక రాణివి అల మోక్షపు వాకిలి జపమాల రాగ్నివి. సమతకు మమతకు నిలయం నీవే, నమ్మిన వారికి అభయము నీవే. అసర మాత యేసుని తల్లి, మా ప్రియ జనని మా కల్పవల్లి. ఆవే మా మరియా, ఓ మరియా ఆలించు మా మొరలం. La 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 la. పరమున్న వెళ్ళ చిన్న రోజా పుష్ప పరలోక రాణివి అల మోక్షపు వాకిలి జపమాల రాణివి జపమాల రాణివి జపమాల రాణివి. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. గాడ్ బ్లెస్ యూ.